The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Okay, my name is Stevie Kim. This is Take 3, Living the Dolce Vita with Jeff Porter. He was traveling from Torino to Reggio Emilia, and he had some issues. So just because he wrote to me and he said, I had planned everything to a T except for environmental protesters in train tracks. Hello, Jeff Porta. Hi, how are you?
Good, now that I'm here.
Where are you? It looks beautiful.
I'm in Modena now.
You're in Modena.
Hotel. Yeah.
And what are you doing in Modena? What are you up to?
I'm spending the next 3 days tasting Lambrusco for the magazine for wine enthusiasts.
Oh, exciting. How many wines do you have to taste?
150.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, low alcohol, you know, pretty nice. Listen, okay, it's going to be a quick live today just because I have another call. I'm in New York for the 27th or the 28th edition of Vinitaly International Academy. Of course, you know that Jeff Porter is also our Italian wine ambassador at Lodge, and he also did a New York edition squillions of years ago. It's a different program now.
Right?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, so, but Jeff, quickly tell us, we don't have time to do the trends, wine trends from Felicitata, but tell us what we'll be doing at Vinitaly. And then you won't believe this. I'm at Vanville Wine Merchants. And in the program, I have this. Hold on, let me show it to you. I don't know if you can see number 34.
I can.
It's Shuma.
That's awesome. I love Shuma.
Tell us about Shuma. What's the deal with Shuma?
So Shuma is a project that...
It's a Jeff Porter wine.
It is a Jeff Porter wine. It was born from first a wine called Igni, which was a project with Shelley Lindgren and myself that may be coming back soon.
We're
back in discussions. COVID kind of... That was a project that COVID killed.
It was a COVID baby.
It was. Mm-hmm. And then... So Shuma is dialect, means to drink in Basilicaton. And it was a project that when I had my importing company that I worked with Grifalco and San Martino, the brothers Pacin, to create our lighter version of Aglianico. It still has all the stuffing of Aglianico, but a little more like fruit forward, a little more kind of everyday. Yeah, that's the whole point. It's just to kind of chill it down and slam it.
Okay, so when I get a chance... I'm going to try that. So lighter version of Aglianico. I like that idea. Just quickly, what are you going to be doing at Vinitaly, which is coming up?
So at Vinitaly, I'm going to be doing with you, which I'm very excited. You're always so generous to let me kind of put together a seminar. We're going to talk about refermentato and kind of the evolution. Everything in wine has come full circle, right? No matter where you are, it comes back to something. And refermentato is the old Italian process of making lots of different wines, but specifically here in the Lambrusco country, making Lambrusco. And it's a secondary bottle fermentation. It's a little different than Metodo Classico. It's kind of in between. It's like basically like a pet nat. And so we're going to kind of explore those between I'm talking to a producer in Durella, which is close to Verona, here in Lambrusco this week too, and kind of span the rainbow of what's out there. I just, at lunch today, I had an Uva Rara refermentato that just blew my mind. It's from Faro in Alto Piemonte.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a category of wine going back to what we're not talking about technically, but lower alcohol, easy to drink, fun, fresh, fruit forward, you know, but also has the stuffing behind it to be, it is a serious wine just in this fun packaging. It's kind of like me. I'm a serious wine guy. I'm just fun packaging.
So how many wines will you be tasting?
I think we're going to do six. Is that the maximum? I mean, I only have an hour.
Yeah.
I always like to do like
there's just eight, so much you can do.
But six is kind of what I'm shooting for.
Unless you want to do like, you know, in the beginning, like two blind tasting, I don't know, something like that. I mean, I don't know. It's up to you.
I'm shooting for six because that's what I think that'll get, because I also want to have questions and answers and discussion. And like, I don't have a lot of answers. I have more questions that I'll ask the audience. So,
are you enjoying this podcast? There's so much more high quality wine content available from Mama Jumbo Shrimp. Check out our new wine study maps, our books on Italian wine, including Italian Wine Unplugged, The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, Sangiovese Lambrusco and Other Stories, and much, much more on our website, mamajumboshrimp.com. Now back to the show.
Why do you think that you call it rifermentato, people call it petnat, or ancestrale, as also the Italians would call it? Why do you think that this type of wine is more, I would say, more popular with the younger generation?
I'm going to include myself in this younger generation.
You do that.
Grew up on pop, right? We grew up on, like, in Texas, we have to call everything Coca-Cola if it has bubbles and doesn't soda. But I think that's part of it. Not the sweetness, just like that feeling, the textural feeling, the carbonation, the vibrancy. And then also I think in the evolution, the difference between like Metodo Classico, I mean, and specifically like Champagne and these, is there's a level down of intimidation. Mm-hmm. Like the packaging tends to be more fun. They're in crown caps sometimes. It's just a little more laissez-faire in terms of the it's interesting because it's
extremely made perhaps less intimidating.
Right, 100%. And at the end of the day, when you pour it for people, they lose their shit, right? Like, the wines are fun and they're delicious and they're inviting and they're so gustatory. It's hard not to like finish a bottle a little too quickly.
And also in terms of the price range, it's much more affordable.
And the bottle I bought at the restaurant today in Torino was 22 euros.
And that's at a restaurant or
Enoteca? Yeah, at a restaurant.
Yeah. So I'm sure in Enoteca that can go anywhere from like 10 to 15 euros, right? So very affordable. And that's quite important to the younger generation too. I mean, because we were talking about here with some of my colleagues from the wine industry whom I've seen lately in New York. And they were saying that on the one hand, people are obsessed with, you know, being healthy and whatnot. But on the other hand, if you see that the upward trend of spirits, right? It's because they get the buzz quickly and a cheaper price.
Yeah.
So we don't know what to do about that, because yesterday or the other day I was at a you probably know Masseria dei Vini. I had never been.
Yeah,
I had seen Alessandro Cellai and Paolo. I think he's the Porfidio. He's the son at Gallia in Milan, and he claims that, you know, this is the best. I don't know your opinion. Osso Buco of New York City. I don't know. You lived here for so many years. And I think that poster did Osso Buco
really
too.
Good. We actually did Stinko, so our Friulano kind of version. So and with pork, not the veal.
Right.
But it's a damn good Osso Buco, you know, because the bone's big enough to also get the marrow out.
Yeah. It was huge. Everything was huge. But, you know, in America, I just get fat because the portion is huge and everything is huge. It's super, you know, lush, and the plate is bigger. I call it the American size, you know, to make everybody happy. And I guess people take away. I mean, like, they take, you know, doggy bag has been invented by the Americans, I think. So I understand that. But it was huge. And the risotto around it. So that was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
So what are the new restaurants I should try? I have a few more days. Italian restaurants. Before I go home. Just like, I never go to Italian restaurants when I'm in New York, actually.
You need to try Andrew Carmelini's new restaurant. I think it's called Carmelini Cafe. Josh Nadell's the corporate beverage director.
Okay. And where is that?
It's in Midtown, I think, in one of the like.
That's right here.
Fancy new buildings.
I'm staying in Midtown. So as you know, Bentonville's right here.
A woman named Robin Wright is the wine director there. She used to be at Ci Siamo.
Oh, I know. Robin came to Wine to Wine with Stephanie Johnson.
She's a badass. And I think she's one of the top sommeliers in New York City. And I love watching her work. And I think that would be a great place to go.
All right.
So when Del Posto auctioned off their wine during COVID, mm-hmm. Josh bought a lot of it for this restaurant. So a lot of the wine that I had originally bought is now over there, which I think is fun.
Okay, great. Listen, Jeff, we have to reconnect. Yes. I just want to let everybody know we have rescheduled our time slot to Monday at 6 p.m. Central European time. That's 12 for New York time. So, and we've been doing this twice in a row, no matter where we are, regardless of what we
see.
Well,
we're trying. I'm serious. When I was in the car, I had full bars 5G on my team network, and it couldn't handle it.
I don't know what happened, but and then you'll tell us also about the environmentalist protests on train tracks.
I know. I feel bad because I support environmental protesting, but I wanted to be on time.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Listen. So let's connect next week. You'll be in Torino, right?
I'll be at my house.
I'll be back in Verona. Okay, so perfect. Italian time.
That's right. We'll do a pair of TV.
Yeah. Ciao, ragazzo. Ciao.
Grazie. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!